I'm embarrassed to be a wrestling fan. Yep, I said it. Just when I thought that I had escaped Wrestling with the Truth and the modern wrestling product, the insanity of the IWC has pulled me back in. What I've witnessed over the last 24 to 48 hours blows my mind, to be quite honest with you. And as a wrestling fan who just enjoys the wrestling product, who doesn't get caught up in it and make my life about it, and who understands that this is theater and it's scripted and the outcomes are predetermined, I don't let it rule my life. But there's a lot of people that currently do, and it's really starting to become very evident that these people need to take a break from watching wrestling right now. When I say I'm embarrassed to be a wrestling fan right now, it's twofold. Number one, the McMahon allegations that came out this past week were embarrassing enough, but this reaction to the Rock-Cody situation takes the cake. 500,000 dislikes on YouTube for the video, flooding The Rock's tweets, cursing him out to the point that he has to edit out some of the responses when they're not even tweets about WWE. Flooding WWE Shop's social media complained about ordering Cody merch and getting Rock stuff instead because you don't like the decision to have The Rock appear at SmackDown. Now I say The Rock appearing at SmackDown because that's all we got. We didn't get a match announcement. We didn't get anything like that. We were told there's going to be a press conference on Thursday, but that's it. I'm seeing grown men, and I use that term loosely, crying on social media over The Rock appearing. Well-known podcasters and journalists, again, I use that term very loosely, melting down over this. But Blair, it's Cody's time. How can The Rock be so selfish? And yes, I used my real name because, I'm done with this. There's no BC Hunter, it's just BC. It's my acronym is BC. Because I'm not a character in this wrestling world. I'm just a fan who has a podcast and enjoyed talking about it for a little while, but it's just become onerous to talk about this. I mean, people would say, how can you be so tone deaf? How can I be so tone deaf? How can the wrestling fans be so tone deaf? In all the news that came out a week ago regarding Vince McMahon, you're starting a hashtag that says justice for Cody? Think about that for a second. Just think about the word that you choose. Where's the justice for Janelle? And that's a whole other can of worms that I'm not even going to get into because that'd be a firestorm of activity if I tried to do that. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that still has to come out with that whole situation. But could you imagine being the person that was the victim of all the stuff that Vince McMahon's accused of? And yeah, there was a lot of people that villainized Vince McMahon, but there was no justice for Janelle hashtag. And then not even a week later, you see a justice for Cody hashtag. I mean, it's embarrassing. Like, what the heck is going on with people? I mean, I'm amazed that fans can be so easily manipulated. Like, I'm sure that Triple H and Nick Khan and the TKO people are just sitting there dumbstruck over the fact that this was so easy. I think this boils down to one thing. WWE was going to be under a firestorm of negative press. And I'm not just talking about wrestling press. And again, I use that loosely. I'm talking about mainstream media due to the Vince McMahon allegations. So they needed a major PR win. So what do? They call up their old buddy, The Rock, the most popular man in Hollywood, to come back and sprinkle his pixie dust of positivity on the WWE, which up until 9:55 p.m. Eastern on Friday was working quite well. Now, suddenly, The Rock is the devil for stealing Cody's WrestleMania spot. I mean, we'll get into that a little bit more in a moment, but I just wanted to talk about insanity, and this is what this is all has been. I've said this for a long time. The definition of insanity is holding two diametrically opposed ideas in the head at once. You want some examples of that? Okay, I'll give you some examples. The argument that the WWE is trying to erase Hulk Hogan from the record books. Yet, they featured him for 5 minutes at the beginning of the Royal Rumble in this beautiful video promoting the Royal Rumble. They even hinted around to Hulk maybe even making an appearance at the Royal Rumble. He was also featured in the tourist ads for St. Pete's Tampa area, but, you know, whatever, they're trying to erase him, right? Also, I think Hogan's featured the most in the ad for the 2K24 video game, even more than Cody, and especially more than Roman, who's supposedly going to erase him from the record books, which I have a big argument with that as well. I don't know where people are getting off saying that Hogan has this record. He doesn't have a record. He has an amazing accomplishment. He held the WWF World title for a little over 4 years. But he doesn't have the record for the longest reign as WWF champion. That belongs to Bruno Sammartino, which was nearly 8 years long. And that's not going to be broken. Although at this point, with the reaction from the social media side, I kind of want to see Roman to break it just to watch everything explode and implode and burn to the ground. But yeah, Hogan doesn't have a record, folks. He's just number 3 on the list of the longest title reigns for the WWF. So yeah, Roman can pass him, but he doesn't break a record of any kind. He just knocks him down one peg. That's not erasing him from the record books. It just moves him down one peg. You're still going to see the same two names in the number 3 and 4 spot in the record books. But let's go to another example of two diametrically opposed ideas in the head at once. Cody was buried after WrestleMania 39. Yet right now, we're starting petitions for him online and creating a new yes movement demanding he get the title. That really seems buried. He has 3 hashtags that are trending on Twitter or X or whatever the heck you want to call it. That really seems like he's buried. He got 500,000 dislikes on a YouTube video demanding that he get the title shot at WrestleMania 40. Again, seems pretty buried, doesn't he? And actually, it seems like this is helping him quite a lot. Another example, we want Cody to finish his story and go to WrestleMania, but WWE is going to have Roman break Hogan's quote-unquote record, so Cody will lose for the 2nd straight year at WrestleMania? Does that make sense to you? Is that not a bigger burial than if Cody steps aside for this one to allow for the bigger match to happen and then finally beats Roman once he beats Hogan's quote-unquote record? I mean, they're talking about how selfish The Rock is, but is he actually taking a bullet for Cody in this one? Because Roman has to win, remember, because he has to destroy Hogan and clear him from the record books and all that jazz. So did The Rock say, don't worry about it, Cody, I'll take the loss, and then you can not be buried for the 2nd straight year at WrestleMania, and then go on to beat him at SummerSlam, wherever the heck that he needs to finally beat him when Roman pulls ahead of Hogan, but whatever. That's, again, which is it, folks? Do you want Cody at WrestleMania finishing his story, or is it obvious that Roman's got to break Hogan's number? Again, two diametrically opposed things. You know, fans have been asking for the Rock-Roman match since 2015. We're finally getting it, and they're crapping all over it because, again, this selfish Rock has stepped in and stolen Cody's moment, but has he? Do we know that for sure? Do we know how this is going to play out? Like, let's keep in mind, nothing has been decided yet. The only thing that happened is The Rock came in the ring and stared down Roman. Yes, Cody said he's going to take everything from Roman, just not at WrestleMania. But he didn't say where he's taking it from him. It could be at Elimination Chamber. It could be on Saturday Night's Main Event. It could be on Raw. It could be on SmackDown. We don't know. Or it could be in 6 months or a year or whatever. But he's going to do it. Let's also keep in mind that the window for this match with The Rock is tiny due to his age, Roman's health, and The Rock's Hollywood commitments, and possibly even insurance issues. Maybe while he's working on a movie, he's not allowed to wrestle because there's fear of injuring himself. As somebody who works in the insurance business, I understand that as well. So there's all kinds of things outside of the business that come into play, as opposed to just, hey, you know, who are we going to book? Who are we going to screw over? That kind of stuff. There's a lot. Whereas Cody has a much bigger window for this. So keep that in mind as well, folks. We're still 2 months away from WrestleMania. That is 8 weeks of TV that needs to be filled to build to WrestleMania. You're telling me you think that they just signed the Rock-Roman match and that's it? No further twists or turns? Did we not learn from WrestleMania 30? Did we not learn from WrestleMania 20? I mean, would it be better if The Rock came in and super kicked Cody in the face and signed the contract instead of Cody? So now we got a triple threat. Like, what do we want? Do we want The Rock to beat Roman, take the title? Do we want Roman to beat a Rock? I mean, there you go. There's a problem too. We don't want Roman to beat Hogan's record. We do want Roman to beat Hogan's record. We don't want The Rock to win. We do want The Rock to win. Like, what do you want, folks? Or do we just let it play out? Maybe we watch what happens. Yeah, it's just mind-blowing how this is going. I mean, to be honest, the conspiratorial side of me thinks that this is just WWE doing a master job of playing the wrestling fans. To me, it looks like they are intentionally trying to create another yes movement. I just look at a couple of things, like the comments that Sami Zayn made after the SmackDown episode was over, when he was talking about it being our time and our era and not needing the old guys from the 90s. I look at the Cody tweet that was made on that day where he talks about our era and it was capitalized. Oh, you are. I mean, those are things that every move is done on purpose by the WWE. Cody is the ultimate businessman, the ultimate company guy. He would not do something to make the WWE look bad. Yet it looked like he was going to break down and cry in the middle of the ring when The Rock came there. And I don't think that was just emotion coming out. I think that was playing into the whole plan, to be quite honest with you. If anybody's going to keep that stiff upper lip and do what's best for business, it's going to be Cody. So I don't know. It's just conspiracy theory, just stuff out there. But hey, it certainly has worked. Instead of the yes movement, we have the woe movement. And we have justice for Cody. And we want Cody and all that stuff. So in the end, the WWE is getting what they want. You know, the thing I hate most about this is that as a real wrestling fan who just enjoys the ups and downs of wrestling and the story arcs and not always getting what I want, but getting something else that's just as good or better, that if this is what the WWE either planned out for this whole time in order to build Cody more, or even if they decide to pivot back to go in the direction of Cody because of the backlash, the spoiled so-called wrestling fans will think they won, and this will keep happening over and over again. I mean, ever since CM Punk made it cool to hate on management in WWE in a non-kayfabe way, meaning, yeah, Steve Austin made it cool to beat up your boss, but that was in kayfabe, and he was working along with Vince McMahon and the WWE. CM Punk was taking personal grudges and airing them out live on air. So ever since that happened, the fans have started hijacking shows, and it brought down the quality of the product right up until he returned to AEW. We were still getting CM Punk chants right up until 2021. And I'm convinced that it ruined the product for that era from 2014 or 15 or whatever it was until 2021, 22. I mean, it took away from the current product that was going on. I don't think it's a coincidence when the CM Punk chant stopped, the product got better and hotter because the fans started to appreciate what they had and were not crying about what they wanted. And, you know, people paid attention to, hey, you know what? These people we've got in front of us are pretty good. Maybe we can just get on board and cheer for them. I mean, I'm willing to bet that half the people complaining about this whole situation weren't even watching 10 to 15 years ago to understand the ramifications of this match between Roman and Rock. You want to talk about long-term storytelling? WrestleMania is going to be in Philadelphia. Wasn't it in Philly in 2015 when the fans booed both Roman and Rock out of the building when The Rock was trying to help Roman get over after the Royal Rumble? There's some long-term storytelling for you. I also have a small hunch that the amount of people that end up finally disliking the video on YouTube will equate to around the same number of people that watch Dynamite every week, about 800,000. Take that how you want to. Anyways, I have a feeling WrestleMania is going to get ruined by these petulant fans, which is a shame because there's a lot of superstars on that roster that are going to work their butts off those two nights to put on the greatest show ever. And are going to make a lot more money this year because Rock-Roman match might be a part of it. But who am I to say? I'm just some old guy that's out on the front lawn complaining. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, fans, enjoy what you get. I hope you get what you want. And I hope it's worth it. Oh, and one more thing. Don't forget to keep the same energy for Vince when that gets back into the news cycle later on.